need to hear from you. You need, I need help here. I can't make it. Then I begin to realize, begin to come, and I begin to realize that, wait a minute, what Bishop's talking about, I want to try this thing out. My life will begin to change. Because when they call the Tuck, that's when they call me Tuck. We're going down the line tonight. We're going to get up about a case. A Budweiser. And the devil knows I love them. They were my closest friends. Amen. Amen. And so what happened was, when they called me, something on the inside said, revealed to me, don't go. And I said, y'all go on. For some reason, I don't feel like going tonight. Some reason, Sanford and Son were good that night. And I was enjoying myself at the house. The little boys run around playing. Are you following me? At that time, you know, I can just see, and I felt pride. It seemed like the Spirit revealed to me, look what you got. Look at your family there. Are you following me? It's something better on the other side, ain't it? Come on, man, we're shooting dice tonight. You know you're good by how you blow on them. Yeah, I used to blow on them. Even pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord and hope I hit. Yeah, it's just funny now. I used to pray to the Lord. Lord, if you let me hit, get my money back, I'm gone. Ain't it amazing when you call on the Lord when you done got broke? Some of y'all can bear witness what I said. Amen. Amen. Been there, done that. Let me get back to the word. He said, my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Meaning that look upon him and turn from thy wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Reason why a lot of churches are like they are now? Because they don't want to turn. Let me tell you something. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I believe this comes from you. The one that's, I don't know if we got any here, Bishop. But I tell them down there too. The one at New Life, the one that don't want to turn, they want to keep doing what they're doing, God's going to get you away from them. Because God's not going to let you hold up his progress. Are you following me? He's not going to let you be a hindrance. Well, I don't think they ought to do that right here. Because you got some people been nagging and complaining all their life, and they still nagging and complaining. Yeah, right. Don't want to grow. Don't want to have nothing. Don't want to see you with nothing. Huh? You ain't complaining about her hair cost more than yours. Yeah. Well, if it cost more than yours, they go buy you some. Just something so simple. Amen. And the devil allowed you something so simple to happen to make a mountain out of that thing. And like he said, you drop the glass and look at them when they come in. He said, if they turn from their wicked ways. See, you know what? Don't you know if you have doubt in your heart, don't you know you haven't turned yet? Unbelief won't get you nowhere. You remember when Peter was said, Jesus, if that be you, bid me to come to you. Jesus didn't tell him to tiptoe. He said, he didn't tell him to go get a life jacket. He didn't tell him, he just said one word, come. And that word went out there because the word had a responsibility to do. Golly, y'all didn't get that, did you? The word had a responsibility to do something. The word went to Peter and it kept him afloat. One word. So you ain't got no business really fighting with the devil. You already been bought with a price. You already have the victory. Huh? He said greater he that's in you is greater than he that's where? In the world. He even told you have a little member. That mouth of yours. You can speak there. It's power in that mouth. Reason why some of you can't get in the way, you won't say nothing. You just sit there and think about it. No, he said, speak to your mountain. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say. When you're in time, you say something, you're speaking, ain't you? Move. Huh? Anybody come with you with some junk? Tell them to move. Well, I don't know. Old Arthur, all in my legs and in my knee. Well, you ought to tell it to move. Huh? Bills due. Barely working. Well, you ought to tell it to move. Huh? But you know, you can't, you, I mean, you, it gonna hang around if you don't do nothing or say nothing. Glory be to God. But we don't want to turn. Let me get back this right here. He told Peter to come. And Peter was on it, doing fine. The word was helping, was bringing him to Jesus. Because when God's word goes out, it don't come back void. When it goes out, it got to bring something back to it. Huh? And when if you got the word in you, when it goes out, it got to give you benefits. Peter was walking on Jesus' benefits. And the word had a flotation device. And it kept Peter above the water. Just walking. With his eyes on Jesus. Because the word come had him up. The word had the good God Almighty. Y'all excuse me, come down, I'm getting excited. Amen. And what happened was, here come old Satan, the devil, with a distraction. Peter began to look at the water bolstering. Huh? Amen. So he took his eyes off of Jesus. Then he began to sink. And Jesus rushed down and grabbed him. He told him, where didst thou doubt? Huh? Somewhere he doubted. And when he began to doubt, that's when the enemy had ground to do something. He gave the enemy ground to distract him. Amen. Don't you know when people are sick? Let me tell you something. I know some of you might agree, some of you might disagree. Let me tell you something. Don't you know when somebody come to you and tell you somebody might have cancer, they sick, you ought to tell them to bring them to you. Do you hear what I say? I know it's quiet because some of you down there already. Anytime somebody comes to you, look, I know, well, they say they've been going to the doctor, they just found out they got cancer. The who you have on the inside of you, you ought to tell them, come here, bring them to me. Because if Jesus lives on the inside of you, you ought to have authority over their situation. If they believe, you introduce them to Jesus, and if they believe, the word that you speak goes, and they don't come back void because Jesus, the same Jesus that lived in Peter, when he said, silver and gold, I don't have it. But what such I do have, in the name of Jesus, the Christ, rise up and walk. Peter spoke the word. Huh? In the beginning, and he reached out to God, and he talks about his ankle, got strength. Huh? And he leaped. And then he went into the temple. Leaping. Praising God. Now I can just imagine how the preacher that done passed by him that morning felt when he saw the man that was out there begging coming to church leaping. Because evidently what he was preaching was not the truth. Because if he were preaching the truth, he would have got that man at the gate. Good God Almighty. Are you following me? Amen. He walked into the temple praising the Lord. Amen. And you could imagine what the congregation thought. Wait a minute, there was a man that was laid there every day. Huh? Listen, Christian Fellowship. Anytime you know somebody that's sick and they like it every day, you need to, you know what? You need to step up to the plate, tell them, come hither. Come bring them to me. He hadn't had to be the bishop all the time. The same God that he's teaching, the word that he's speaking, you speak.